Let's get into it. Things you need to know. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Household appliance company. You guys have probably heard of Dyson. They make the vacuum.
Yep.
Okay, they are freaking geniuses. Parents, if you're listening, this is what you need to get your kids for Christmas. They're coming out with a child-sized toy vacuum cleaner that actually vacuums as your kid plays.
No way. That's genius.
It's freaking genius.
In the kids' club that I work in at the gym, I'm not joking. Kids are obsessed with those toy vacuums. It blows my mind.
See, I actually saw the story and thought of Liv the Web Girl. She can, like, hear little Jimmy play with it. Meanwhile, they're doing her whole job at the gym.
How much is it?
It's only $29.
Wow. No way.
$29. It's not as powerful as a regular vacuum, but so what? Let them do their thing. And they're saying, yeah, it's about 25 inches tall, and it's a replica of their vacuum, and it's suitable for kids ages 3 and up. It starts out for online on Amazon. You can get it for $29.
That is such a good Christmas gift. I might have to get that for one of my best friends that is a kid.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have a really short friend? Because I work too right there. So okay.
My best friend's a little person. I'm going to get it for her.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, this came out, this most recent survey. They were asking people, what is the most popular place to go on a first date? And I want to go around the room and ask all of you what you think, if these would be a good first date spot or no. Starbucks.
No.
But just give me your reaction when you hear it.
No. I don't love it.
No.
Okay, what about Chick-fil-A?
No. No.
What? No. I could have sworn Alex would be like, oh my God, mommy
I like romantic, special type of first dates, like going to do an activity.
Right. Okay. If we were going to Chick-fil-A after doing an activity.
Yes.
Okay. I guess, you know, and just to, I guess, looking at the rest of these, most of these seem like food places that made the top one. In-N-Out Burger, no. Texas Roadhouse.
If he was flying me to like California to have In-N-Out Burger, then yes, but that's about it.
See, that's the problem is that I like all these restaurants to eat at, but for me, a first date is like ice skating. Like, that's like my type of first date.
I think I can get pork chop with one of these final ones I got right here. Olive Garden?
Yes.
Okay, see? Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
No.
Wait a minute.
The sports are on so loud. You can't talk in there.
I see pork chop all the time when you're with your boyfriend Chase. You're like, at B-dubs with my wings and my extra spicy man.
Wait,
you guys go
to B-dubs
a lot? Oh, I do. So I literally recommend to go to B-dubs anytime I'm going to brunch or going out to eat with my friends or something, and they always literally just poo on me all the time about it.
Haters.
So you guys should invite me because I haven't been to B-dubs in I literally haven't been in 3 years.
What?
Have you done the Blazing Challenge?
No, I don't like spicy things.
What's your favorite wing sauce then?
The most mild. Buffalo, so which is even too hot for me.
I like honey barbecue. I could eat that all day. Okay, now, you sound a lot better today, Liv, but you sound like you were kind of sick recently. Alex, you've been kind of battling some sinusy stuff at some... Sounds like, okay.
I think I sound worse today than I did yesterday.
What would you give up to never be sick again? They just did a survey asking a couple of thousand Americans, and here's the breakdown, and you can think about what yours would be. 29% of Americans say, listen, if I was never sick again, not just this year, but again, they would give up social media or coffee for the rest of their life.
What?
Ooh, wow.
Never sick again.
Does that mean, like, no... vomiting?
I would say any kind of sick, whether
sore throat. Biggest fear.
I would say seasonal. I would say you eat
cold,
something bad,
cough.
Anything. You're not going to throw up. You're not going to have the bubble gut, none of that stuff.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, if that includes dietary things, then I would definitely give up coffee.
I would give up debt.
You would do what?
Give up debt? I would give up my debt so I could never be sick again.
Credit cards?
Both of those suck.
That's terrible.
Oh.
All right, what about flipping pancakes? 20% of people said, listen, I would never flip pancakes again said I'd never be sick again.
I'm out.
No.
I could do it because I've never had pancakes to flip, so.
Trust me, Alex.
I was going to say.
I don't know what I'm missing out on, you know what I mean? I've never had pancakes.
Well, I'm married, and I never get to flip pancakes anymore, so I'm kind of in the same boat as you. And then 17% of people said they'd give up vacation time for the rest of their life if they would never be sick.
Nope.
I think I would give up coffee. I think I'd give up coffee if you're telling me I'm never sick again. Because when I get like a little sniffle, I'm the biggest bald baby in the world. absolutely hate it.
That's every man.
I know. We're big babies when it comes to that. And the final thing, you got to see this video at joeandalexshow.com. Imagine this being you. A Florida man's vacation got off to a terrible start when he decided to go be adventurous and go hang gliding. He was in the Swiss Alps, so it's really hilly there. Perfect spot, beautiful views. The instructor, though, forgot to attach his harness to the glider.
That is my biggest fear.
That's what hangs you on there if you don't know. You use your hands out front on a little straight pull, but the hanger, the clip thing, keeps you up there. So he had to hold on for dear life for 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
What?
It's all on video.
My gosh.
He got as high as 4,000 feet in the air.
I mean, he must have crapped his pants. I don't know how you don't.
I swore he's going to die in this video. He doesn't. He ends up.
I can't watch that. If you watch that, it's like. You're
anxiety.
Into that kind of torture.
In the video, this instructor's trying to hold on to him
that
while piloting
so
it.
So scary.
And trying to land as quickly as possible. The guy literally like lost his grip and held onto the guy's leg. It looked like an action movie, but this is real life. Thankfully, though, there was a rough landing. He did get hurt, though. He fractured his wrist, and that required surgery. He also tore his left bicep because he was hanging on for so long.
That's unbelievable.
Now, here's what's blowing my mind. He says, oh, I plan to hang glide again.
Yeah, right.
No! And my wife, Lindsay, always is trying to kill me. She's like, we should go ziplining. We should do this. No.
I kind of get that. I mean, what are the chances that's going to happen to you twice, you know?
I don't put myself in that chance.
Yeah, I don't do it for the first time. No, thank you. All right, see the video at joeandalexshow.com. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.